Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Hopefully your afternoon is going well. We have our phone lines open, 946-0435, if you'd like to join me for anything that's on your mind. There's kind of Steelers news, but not necessarily Steelers news. There's a report by a radio guy out in Pittsburgh earlier this afternoon that the Steelers are close to finalizing a trade with 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk, but nothing has happened. Since then, he is claiming that's a done deal and they're just working out the particulars. We discussed a lot of stuff about that potential move on the Black and Gold Breakdown show yesterday with Kreider and Bortner, and we're in favor of the Steelers adding Brandon Ayuk. We'll see what kind of trade package it takes, if indeed it does go through. What are you going to give up? One name, I don't know that we mentioned this yesterday on the show, was Pat Freiermuth. I've seen some people mention the possibility of, hey, what about Pat Freiermuth in that deal? Would you give up Pat Freiermuth to go to the Niners if it meant you could get Brandon Ayuk? And, you know, that's look, when you make a trade, you got to give up some valuable pieces. I mentioned yesterday Joey Porter Jr. Would you give up Joey Porter Jr. to get Brandon Ayuk? Now, I would not. I would give up a first-round pick, but would the Niners take a first-round pick? So if anything happens in that regard, I will mention it here. I'm trying to keep a close eye on the news, but still don't see anything just yet. 946-0435. There was some big college football news earlier today. The NCAA has come down hard on former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, giving him a 4-year show cause punishment for recruiting violations. Now, what show cause means is if any school is going to hire him, if any college program is going to hire him within the next 4 years, they would have to show cause that they really don't have any other way to go forward. They'd have to pay like huge fines and stuff. And so basically when you get a show cause order, you're not going to be hired by any school during that time. But hey, Jim Harbaugh is off in the NFL. He's the coach of the LA Chargers. And I almost said San Diego Chargers, almost did it. I'm still in the age group. I want to call them the San Diego Chargers. All right. So to me, Jim Harbaugh is a pathologically lying, unethical scumbag. Any of you disagree? Any of you disagree? Because that's what he got the 4-year show cause order for, was because unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated head coach responsibility obligations. I'll get into more of the details exactly what he did. These were from recruiting violations. This is not the spying on opponents thing last year with that assistant Connor Stallions. This is because Jim Harbaugh lied to NCAA investigators, they claim. And so Jim Harbaugh is a pathological liar and an unethical scumbag. If you disagree with that, you're wrong. I mean, that's all there is to it, okay? If you disagree with that, those facts, that he's a pathological liar and a scumbag, an unethical scumbag, then you're wrong, okay? If we can't set that as the foundation for the discussion, then turn off the radio and go away, because you're not going to want to listen to anything else we got to say. Here's the question. Would you want him as your coach? Aha. See what I did there? Michigan won the national championship last year. Jim Harbaugh is a sensational college football coach. Now, again, we're playing the hypothetical game here because he's in the NFL. He got a big contract. I think he's making $16 million a year or something ridiculous like that. So he doesn't have to worry about these little college rules, you know, all these crazy college rules and can't meet with prospects and all that stuff. He's in the NFL now. He doesn't have to worry about it. My question for you is about Jim Harbaugh specifically, but from a grander scheme of things, where are your morals when it comes to your sports team? Do you care if the coach is a pathological liar and an unethical scumbag? If he wins, do you care? Do you care if your favorite baseball player is on roids or whatever, and everybody knows he's cheating, but he's hitting walk-off bombs and your team is winning? Do you care? Where are your morals when it comes to sports? I've done this show for the entire length of James Franklin's Penn State head coaching career. There are a lot of Penn State fans that do not like James Franklin. And James Franklin, he had an issue at Vanderbilt. Look, James Franklin doesn't have a crystal clean record here. Issue at Vanderbilt where some people were accusing him of trying to hide some things that were going on within a rape investigation at that school. At Penn State, there have been some issues. Penn State, Jet Franklin was no longer a defendant, but Penn State Health lost a $5 million lawsuit because one of the big things uncovered in the trial was, or accusations, that James Franklin is interfering with medical decisions. And there's, you know, the Michael Parsons, Isaiah Humphreys was the player who claimed a lot of stuff was going on. That's still working its way through the court system. Michael Parsons was, you know, apparently they were bullying this guy. So look, it's not like James Franklin has a crystal clear track record at Penn State. But my question for you is, and a lot of fans don't like him. They don't like him because he hasn't won big games. If you're a Penn State fan, if you're a Pitt fan, if you're a Notre Dame fan, if you're a fan of anybody else, would you want a head coach who is an absolute known pathological liar, an unethical scumbag like Jim Harbaugh? So here's what Harbaugh did. By the way, wait, jump in on this. I want to hear anybody's thoughts. Because my guess is no, it doesn't matter to you. No, it doesn't mean a hill of beans to you. No. Win, baby. Just win, baby. Come to my school. Be a disgrace. Get NCAA sanctions. As long as you win. Get us a natty. It's been since 1986 that Penn State won a natty. Would you be okay with a coach who's... Because, you know, Penn State fans like to pound their chest. Success with honor. Success with honor. You hear me pounding the chest? Success with honor. Grand experiment. That was bludgeoned down people's throat for decades. That Penn State had all the success on the field and graduated all their players. And so then with what happened with the sanctions or the scandal, that's a big part of why a lot of people around the country really turned on Penn State because of, quite frankly, the arrogance factor. There, for a long time, Penn State basically claimed in an indirect sort of way, we're better than you. We're better than you because we have success with honor. We win. And we do it the right way. and we've got a child molester that we're not turning over. And that's why a lot of people really, really turned on Penn State more than a decade ago. I'm not getting into that aspect of it. That's a different discussion in terms of absolute criminality and morally reprehensible, just disgusting situation. I'm talking about if you cheat, meeting with prospects in secret, breaking some NCAA rules with regards to recruiting, and then winning at the same time. Would you be okay with that for your team? Now, if you're a Penn State fan out there, your default position might be and probably is, no, we want to do it the right way. But if Penn State won a national title this year, and then all of a sudden next year, James Franklin got a 4-year show cause order for recruiting violations, and I'm not saying he would. There's no indication Penn State's ever been in any trouble from a recruiting standpoint. I think Penn State fans would take that trade-off in a heartbeat. Would you take that trade-off? You get a natty this year. You get a natty this year. First time in 38 years. Next year, all kinds of cheating accusations from the NCAA. You gonna take that? You gonna trade? You make that trade? 946-0430. Come on, I want to hear from you folks. Just admit that you would. Admit that you would. That's what I want to hear. Because if you tell me you wouldn't take that deal, I'm going to challenge you real hard. I won't necessarily call you a liar, but I'm going to challenge you really, really hard. I'll tell you what Harbaugh did. Kind of the shaggy defense. You know what the shaggy defense is? Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Girl catches you cheating on her. Even though she sees you, the shaggy defense. Remember that song? Wasn't me. Girl caught you red-handed, blah, 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 the girl next door. Wasn't me. That was Jim Harbaugh's defense here. That the NCAA has concrete evidence that he met with a couple of prospects, against the rules and their fathers. They've got times, dates, locations, receipts. Better come with receipts. Well, the NCAA apparently has receipts. They've got Jim Harbaugh dead to rights. He was there, impermissibly meeting with these recruits. Harbaugh said he wasn't there. That's his defense. He wasn't there. That's it. That's all he's got. So then they found out that they determined that he's lying, and that's why they gave him the 4-year show cause penalty for unethical behavior. Mr. Hankey, I like it. An Ohio State fan. This is great. What do you think of this stuff with Harbaugh?
Oh, I don't know, Corey. I can't keep that voice up.
Yeah.
What do I think about Harbaugh? Well, I think when he opens his mouth, he's lying, which is about a lot of people.
Yep.
I don't think he cares. I don't know if you heard what his attorney said. He said, this is like a college coach getting a call from the coach's high school who says you forgot to sign your yearbook.
Yeah, and
so they don't care.
They don't care, and I'm going to kind of draw a comparison here. Joe Paterno loved the success with honor thing. I think Penn State fans loved the success with honor reputation until that all blew up in their face. Does reputation matter any? Because he's in the NFL. He's making his money. He doesn't care in terms of how it impacts his job today. Don't you want the kind of reputation of being a good person, though? Don't you want the reputation of being an ethical, non-pathologically lying scumbag? Wouldn't it be nice to not be considered a complete and total douche by everybody? Or does it matter? Does that matter at all to the to people these days?
Well, I don't know if it matters to him. I think it matters to some people. You know, my buddy Urban. I have mixed feelings about him, but I would bring him back as a coach in a minute. So I
there
guess
we
I'm
go.
As bad as everybody else.
There we go. That's you admitted it. I didn't really even think about that. Urban Meyer is a complete scumbag human being. Okay? Complete and total scumbag human being. Have you ever seen the report that after Florida won the national title? You ever seen that report?
No.
40 players from that team were arrested. 40. 40. Like 40. That's almost 40% of your damn team. Ended up getting arrested. You know why? Because Urban Meyer didn't care about bringing in good people. He's a scumbag. He brought in a lot of dirtbags, including Aaron Hernandez. And so what difference does it make if you're bringing in criminals as long as you're winning? Then he goes to the NFL and decides to kick the kicker because he's a gigantic a-hole, and that blew up on him. But if Ryan Day fails this year, if Ryan Day goes, God forbid, 10-2 and loses in the first round of the playoff, what happens to Ryan Day?
He's in the hot seat.
He might be fired. And
yeah, he might be. That's
how
crazy.
Many people in Columbus who are probably laughing their ass off at Jim Harbaugh right now would take Urban Meyer back in the blink of an eye?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Am I right there? Is that true?
Oh, God, yeah. He's a god in Columbus. And Harbaugh is a god in Michigan because he got him a national title.
What does that say about our morals as sports fans? And, folks, we could go a lot of different directions with this discussion. I'm keeping this on sports. Please keep it in sports. You probably know what I'm talking about. But if we don't care at all that our coaches are degenerates, what does that say about us?
Yeah. Now I feel bad.
Hey. But you're loving that Michigan got screwed over here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping for more. Hey, on a brighter note, I went to see Styx last week, and you like Styx, right?
I love Styx. Where were they?
At Star Lake.
Okay, cool. All right.
Styx, Foreigner, and John Waite, and we didn't get out of there till after 11. They just played their hearts out. It was unbelievable. Beautiful night.
How much were tickets? How much were tickets?
I don't ask. The wife gets them.
Oh, man, that would have been a great... John Waite opened, I guess, right? I like John Waite. And then who closed that particular night?
Styx closed, but we were seven seats back.
Oh,
so,
my goodness, that's awesome.
Yeah, they were throwing picks at us and drumsticks and... Yeah, it was really something. It was worth it, but I don't like to do that a lot because it's expensive. But you don't know how much longer these guys are going to be around.
Did they sing Babe?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Babe? No. I don't know.
Did they sing Lady?
They sang Paradise.
Oh, but did they sing Babe and Lady specifically?
I don't think so. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I'm guaranteeing you they did not, because that's part of the messy divorce with Dennis DeYoung, their lead singer who wrote a lot of those songs. I mean, Styx was doing some crazy stuff with that Mr. Roboto stuff. They were doing crazy theme albums back in the 70s and early 80s. It was pretty wild stuff. But Dennis DeYoung wrote Babe and Lady for his wife. And so the story I've always read is they had a bad breakup, lawsuits. He still tours as Dennis DeYoung with the music of Styx, but the band will not sing those two songs because those were like his songs that he wrote to his wife.
I'm going to have to check with the wife, but I think they did sing Lady.
Okay.
I think that brought the house down. Yeah, there's only two members left. The only original one, I think, is James Young. Tommy Shaw came along later, right?
Yes, and so if you Ask her if you find out about the set list, especially for Babe, because he wrote that specific. Because it bums me out, because I went to a Styx cover band a couple years ago. This is where I learned all this, and they didn't play those two songs. And I was like, how do you go? How are you a Styx cover band and you're not playing Babe? And then I read about all, you know, I knew about the breakup with Dennis DeYoung, but I read about, you know, how they won't play his song. But that's why when I get into these great questions about what's a cover band, you know, is it a cover band if the lead singer's not there? Do you consider that it wasn't Dennis DeYoung singing those songs? Are they a cover band now? What do you think?
Well, they have one original member left. Foreigner doesn't have anybody left. So I say if they don't have to pay for the right to do the songs, they're probably an original band. Is that what, like, these cover bands have to pay a fee, right?
They do, and but again, you have so many bands that happen to Chicago, happen to Guns N' Roses. I mean, there are a lot of great lead singers that things blew up with them and the rest of the band, and, you know, the band can still go on, but if the lead singer's not there, you know, what are you, again, Journey's a perfect example. Journey's the height of their fame was all with Steve Perry. He hasn't sang with them in darn near 30 years.
Yeah, you're right. It's an interesting conversation, but I enjoyed it, whatever. A bunch of old farts like me kicking ass.
I would have loved it, man. I got to see Lou Gramm. Lou Gramm came to the Blair County Convention Center 6 or 7 years ago, played a room that he was fantastic. What gets me is I saw Steve Miller Band last week at Hershey. He was 80 years old, man. These guys get up there, they're still rocking in their 70s.
Yeah, I saw Steve Miller 35, 40 years ago on New Year's Eve in a warehouse in Chicago. He's been around forever.
Fantastic. Love it, buddy. Yeah. Good discussion, man. 946-0435. Clarkster, you think sports fans care if their coach is a cheater as long as he wins?
Well, okay, let me ask a couple of questions. First of all, I didn't hear Monday's show. How was your trip?
We went to Niagara Falls. I love Niagara Falls. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. Have you been up there?
I've been on the Canadian side,
yes.
Mostly, not on the U.S.
Let me say this real quick. My wife and I, we went to the Canadian side every time, like 13, 14 times. Well, we don't have passports anymore, so we have to go to the American side. Now, when we went to the American side the last time 5 years ago, it was the first time. There's a lot to do on the American side, and including, hey, look, if you've done the Maid of the Mist is spectacular. It's great. It's a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing if you've never been there. But they've thing on the American side called the Cave of the Winds,
yes,
where you can walk and stand underneath the Bridal Veil Fall. It is...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's better than Maid of the Mist. It's out of this world. It's absolutely out of this world because you are getting drenched. You're standing there underneath the waterfall.
You have the raincoats on.
But they don't have that on the Canadian side. We never knew that. We've always gone to the Canadian side and enjoyed everything, but on the American side, I cannot recommend that enough.
Yeah. You mean you just couldn't walk into Canada? Oh, my God, what a surprise.
Not anymore.
political. That's a political comment.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm wondering, the NCAA is, you know, oblivious to a lot of things. But let's suppose the scenario was this. They gave all the coaches and all the people attached to programs truth serum.
Yep.
How much would happen if people turned other ones in, and if that would have happened, would the sport be better off because there would be fear? Because the NCAA is, you know, Ohio State, Michigan does something, and Grambling pays for it, you know, the old adage.
You're saying that if everybody policed themselves the right way, mandatory reporting of violations?
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Because we know all this crap went on, and the NCAA, you know, was presented this, and depending on who it was, I mean, look at the North Carolina fiasco.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they violated educational standards and everything down there. I mean, it's been a joke over the years. you know, envelopes from FedEx and different things. I mean, perhaps pro sports is more on the up and up than college sports is.
Yeah, I would say that that's probably true, because in college you have younger people, you have people that they're not professionals, their parents aren't professionals in dealing with this stuff. You've got so many shady people, and quite frankly, I would say that from a passionate sports fan standpoint, people are more passionate about college sports. So,
of course,
people love their professional team, but in terms of being passionate, you love your alma mater, you're willing to put millions of dollars in, you know, in some cases, and so you're going to get shady people.
How about the complicity on the non-sports side of the ledger, too?
Yeah.
You know, the guy at Ohio State that took get his eligibility a number of years ago. He had to get 27 credits during the summer.
Okay.
One of which was leisure activity.
Leisure studies, yeah.
Leisure studies. I mean, you know, college is a joke when it comes to, you know, football and basketball, when it comes to this stuff. They just look the other way.
Well, that's the question I'm asking. Do you think Michigan fans give a damn today that Harbaugh was caught clearly red-handed cheating? Do you think Michigan fans care? They got their natty. But let me say this: what if he had gone 9-3? What if he had gone 9-3? And then they would be angry because they would be saying, "Well, we cheated. He cheated, and we didn't get a natty."
Yeah, too big to fail. You know, it's what it comes down to. It's. You know, it is what it is. You made me lose my train of thought. I was going somewhere else. When you noticed when you were up at the Niagara Falls, did you notice an increase in prices and stuff compared to other times?
Not on the American side. I didn't. We've been to Canada so many times, and the Canadian side of the falls. Now, look, the Maid of the Mist is cheap. Some of the activities are not expensive, but restaurants, all that stuff, were outrageous. But
that's what I meant.
The hotel. We got a pretty nice hotel, half a mile from the falls, so we could walk. We walked 5 miles a day, so we walked there and back. Because last time we did it, we stayed in Tonawanda, New York, which is 25 minutes from the falls, and we drove in. That kind of sucked. So the hotel we paid roughly $250 a night for, but to go on the Maid of the Mist costs $28. $28 per person. That's one of the great things you can do on this planet. It's $28. To go on the Cave of the Winds was $21. And so I consider those prices very, very cheap for the level of, you know, entertainment you're getting.
Well, when you multiply it times whatever.
Yeah. We were paying 92 with kids. With kids, they were like 92 because the kids were a little bit cheaper. But we paid less than $100 each for our family. We can't go to a Pirates game. I'd rather go to the Maid of the Mist one time for $92 than to take my family to a Pirates game for $1.50 or a Phillies game probably for $2.50.
Yeah, it is what it is. So, okay.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Westwood One Sports presents this special update on the 2024 Summer Games, sponsored by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Kansas City native Quincy Hall fell to the track and made not snow angels, but rubber angels. He can celebrate however he wants after a scintillating comeback in the men's 400 meters. Hall looked gassed on the turn, but he overtook Matthew Hudson-Smith from Great Britain for gold. It's Team USA's first gold in the men's 400 since LaShawn Merritt won 16 years ago. Katie Moon from Olmsted Falls, Ohio, was looking for back-to-back gold in the women's pole vault, but she could not clear 16 feet 2 and 3 quarters inches. Nina Kennedy from Australia captured the gold. Moon took silver. Women's basketball quarterfinals, Team USA leads Nigeria 31-25 in the second quarter. With this Summer Games update, I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but green means go. Cool the pain with BioFreeze and keep on going. BioFreeze cools and relieves sore muscles and joints. It works fast and is long-lasting by using cold therapy to help relieve the pain. In fact, it's the number one clinician-recommended menthol topical pain relief brand based on Ipsos Clinician Survey of Chiropractors, Podiatrists, Massage Therapists, Retail Pharmacists, and Athletic Trainers. BioFreeze. Green means go. Learn more at BioFreeze.com. Use as directed.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
Hi, welcome back. 9460435. Still no confirmation or news on the alleged trade for Brandon Ayuk with the Steelers. We'll let you know if anything happens here. Pittsburgh radio host was reporting earlier today. It's a done deal. They're just working out the particulars, but hey, nothing final yet. We got Jerry wants to talk some college football. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. You know, unless these coaches and colleges can lose something significant, talking money or victories, then it's going to continue. I mean, that's what it has to come down to. You know, they should, I would think, maybe I'm wrong, all have morals clauses in their contracts, and they should be spelled out, and maybe the NCAA could say, okay, you know, if you get caught doing this and this and this, it's going to cost your college and you X amount of dollars.
I mean, but do you think those colleges care about the X amount of dollars when they're winning? And that's really the ultimate question I'm asking here is, do we what are our morals? What are our ethics when it comes to winning?
You have to make it significant enough that they would care, you know, that they would lose more money than they would gain by cheating. I mean, we put so much pressure on these coaches to win, and they have they're competitive by nature, mm-hmm. you know, and then we put all the pressure in the world on them, and then we wonder why they go out and do recruit when they shouldn't, you know. And in the past, you know, you couldn't pay players. Well, now they can pay players, you know. There wasn't the transfer portal, you know, and now that's going crazy. So you've got to make the penalty such that it doesn't pay to cheat.
This is where the rubber meets the road, though, man. It does pay to cheat. It does.
That's going to continue.
I mean, what happened with Major League Baseball with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens?
Sure,
They brought baseball back, generating billions of dollars in the future for everybody else. What happened to Michigan football? They won the national title, creating what will probably – that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So if I say to you, Jerry, if you cheat at your job, I'm fining you $30 million. But we just went and made $300 million because you cheated.
Well, if I'm the coach, that $30 million is going to hurt. Now, with the colleague,
yeah, but it wouldn't be the coach necessarily always paying. You know, the coach would have some kind of buyout or whatever. If I win a national title, I've only got to pay 5% of my fine. How about that?
Well, yeah, but that's why the NCAA would have to ban those kind of contracts. You know, they'd have to say, okay, we'll just use your $30 million. Okay, it's going to cost you $30 million. And it's going to cost you all bowl games, including the national championship. And you college, it's going to cost you $500 million.
But so this is the other element. We knew last year Michigan was cheating. They're cheating out their ass for a couple years with the spying investigation into opponents. And that kind of got swept under the rug, I think, because it's Michigan, just like the North Carolina basketball, for the fraudulent academics and classes that North Carolina that took place for years. What happened to North Carolina basketball? How much were they punished? Really none. Because when we talk about too big to fail, I'm not sure how much you watched all the stuff with 2008 and Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers and all the banks and everything. Too big to fail means you have to protect your highest level, highest value institutions. And in football, Penn State or Michigan is one of those. Penn State is probably one of those too, but I mean, a lot of people threw Penn State under the bus, but much different story. This wasn't sports cheating. This was terrible. But you see what I'm getting at? I just truly wonder, Jerry, if enough people even care about the cheating, because I'll guarantee you Michigan fans right now today don't. They won their national title.
I know, I agree, but that's why I'm saying you've got to penalize them to the point where it hurts them, you know, including the fans. If you would take that championship away from them, that would hurt them. That's why taking the, you know, when you look at when they took the wins away from Paterno and Penn State, and they restored them, but that didn't make any sense because what Sandusky did didn't result in them winning more games. Well, maybe what Harbaugh found, I don't know exactly what he did other than what you said, that probably did result in them winning more games.
Yeah.
And so that's when you take the victories away and you find them a hefty amount so that it doesn't pay to cheat. But until you do that, it's going to continue.
Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. Andy's been on hold for a while. Sorry, I took a little bit. Andy, what's going on, man?
Not much, Corey. I would like to know if you think they'll outlaw tackle football at the college level in favor of flag football.
No, that's an interesting discussion in and of itself about the future of football. Football's too big in this country. We're going to have professional football in some way, shape, or form 50 or 100 years from now. We're going to have college football because there's so much passion and everything invested. Now, from the flag football standpoint, here's what I would say. There are coaches out there that do not believe or that believe that players should not be tackling until like 8th or 9th grade. That until your body develops to a higher level, you shouldn't be playing tackle football. I heard Bill O'Brien tell me that 5 feet from my face when he was Penn State's coach a number of years ago, that he thought like 9th grade kids shouldn't play tackle football. I do think we probably will get closer and closer and closer to that over time. It may take 30, 40, 50 years, but I do think, Andy, there will come a time where maybe we don't have junior high football, that maybe tackle football starts like in 8th or 9th grade. I could see, again, this is distant in the future because kids are playing tackle football in 3rd and 4th grade already. So you would still have to change the mind of a lot of people. But I could see down way deep into the future there being flag football up until tackle football, maybe 8th grade.
What about if they converted from tackle football to flag football at the college level, how's that going to affect the amount of money that's spent on college football?
They
spend less, right?
They will not convert flag football in college because there's too much money. You just answered your own question. They won't do it because there's too much money. And it's the sport's too popular. I think flag football will take off in this country. Older people playing more flag football, maybe high schools offering flag football deep into the future, that kind of thing. But it's not going to replace tackle football.
How would it, if it did though, how would it affect the financial aspect of college football? You wouldn't pay your coaches as much money as you do now.
I can't answer a question about something that's never going to happen. So, I mean, look, flag football is not going to replace tackle football at the higher levels. It's never going to happen. So I can't really go down that path of trying to get, trying to think about particulars of how it impact coaches or players. It's just not going to happen. So, but again, at the elementary and junior high level, I can definitely see flag football becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and more kids playing that. And then maybe even 50, 75 years down the road, we don't even have junior high football. You don't play tackle football till 8th, 9th grade. Jason on the road. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's been a while, Corey. So, you were talking about the punishments for cheating. The only punishment that's going to matter is death penalty. It really, like, the money's going to come and go. I mean, even if you said, okay, it's going to be a $500 million penalty. If there's a booster that wants a national champion, he's going to stand up and say, hey, me and my buddies, I got 10 of us, we came up with $50 million each. It was worth it.
Thanks. Yeah. If Oregon wins the national title this year, and they are found cheating, and it costs Phil Knight $100 million, Phil Knight's worth.
It could cost him another zero.
Yeah,
he would say, "All right."
His net worth is $33 billion. If Phil Knight has to pay a $500 million fine for Oregon to get its natty, I could see him doing it.
And I could see him. Like I said, you might be off by a zero. Like I could see him say, "Well, it's worth $5 billion.
Yeah.
Who cares at his age? Like,
yeah.
What's the difference?"
It might be.
And then, you know, going back to that last call, I wasn't really planning on talking about this, but the one thing flag football there's no line development, offense or defensive line development.
Right.
That will ending tackle football. You know, not playing at early ages. I realize, you know, maybe there's not a huge offensive line development at third and fourth grade, but at middle school level, they're starting to figure it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you don't start playing until you're in ninth or tenth grade, there's going to be a lot of offensive lines that look pretty pathetic.
Are you saying could it be more dangerous that nobody learns to hit until ninth grade?
Well, it could be because you won't know how to take it.
Exactly.
First of all. But also, if your offensive line isn't blocking, all of a sudden your passing game can't be near as effective. So now it goes back to the 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
What makes this a great discussion, really more than the time we have allotted today, is 7-on-7 football has become so big in this country.
And everybody's getting a collision every time.
So 7-on-7 has become such a big thing in this country. I can see deep into the future as we get more and more away from the violence, 7-on-7 types of things happening. Not so much flag football, but just truly highlighting the skill position. The running back situation position has already become devalued so greatly. That's why people love 7-on-7s, because you're highlighting the passing game.
Yep, it's all passing game. I mean, split ends, wide receivers, that's all you got.
Hey, good stuff, Jason.
Linebackers, cornerbacks.
Thanks for calling in, man. Hope to hear from you again soon. I'll take one more before the break. Jim in Altoona. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how you been?
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm first-time caller.
All right, good to hear from you, man.
I'd like to know, I've heard many stories about why Penn State won't play Pitt basketball or football.
Okay.
What is the story there?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do this. I will address that. I'm going to take a commercial. It's a 3 or 4 minute answer. Okay. It is.
Okay.
It's mostly about money. All right. But I've talked about it, written about it over the years. I'm going to take a break here for 2 minutes. I'm going to answer that on the other side. You want to stick around or just hear my answer?
I can stick around.
All right. I'll be back. We'll get into that here after this break.
Cole Custer was named as the Cup Series driver of the Haas Factory Team, number 41 car, before the Olympic break.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's as competitive as it's ever been. You know, you see 30 guys out there that can probably legitimately go in any given weekend. So you have to be very smart about how you navigate a weekend and through a season, because there's going to be times where, you know, you're not where you want to be, and you have to lead your team in the right direction. So it's a very tough level right now, and I think having that experience of knowing how to get back on track, knowing what to really look for and how to fix your problems, because at the end of the day, there's very few weekends that go perfect. So if you can figure out how to fix your problems and fix them better than other teams, you're going to be finding yourself at the front. Probably definitely matured a lot, you know, being able to, you know, I've always been the quieter guy, but I think that was kind of where I needed to grow a little bit, is, you know, how you work with your people and how you get the car how you need it every weekend. And I think working on that was a big thing. And, you know, obviously now having a wife and a kid on the way, you know, it's everything's calmed down a little bit. Not that I was crazy before, I don't think, but you know, just a little bit more solidified of who I am and, you know, what we're looking for and what I need to look for also in the sport and in the cars.
Cole is the regular season points leader in the Xfinity Series right now. He's 56 above Justin Allgaier and has one win, 9 top fives and 16 top tens. This is the final lap.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's. 6480 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at BoswellPipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and water.
Rolls Pacificos. Bread and Rolls Pacificos. Bread and Rolls Pacificos.
Hank FM. All right. I've always said that on any given day of the year, if you bring up a good Pitt versus Penn State topic, you can get some good discussion out of it. So we were talking college football. Jim calls in from Altoona and says, hey, Jim, if you're still there, I'll let you repeat your question that you asked earlier.
Yes, I was wondering why Pitt and Penn State don't play anymore. I've always been told because one school is thought to be bigger than the other, and all they did is create fights, and then I hear different other stories. I just can't get the right story.
All right, so the story comes down to money. Penn State has 31 varsity sports. Swimming, diving, tennis, golf, fencing, all these things. Pitt has 19. So Penn State's in the upper echelon, in the top 10 schools in the country in the number of sports that it offers, 31. I think Ohio State leads the country at 38. Maybe Stanford is right there as well. Pitt offers 19. Okay. The Penn State football team averages 105,000 fans per game. 105,000 fans per game. A football game at Beaver Stadium is worth $10 million. Every football game is worth $10 million. Pitt averages roughly 40 to 50,000. 1 year they might get up to 52, 53. They're generally in the high 40s. They have a stadium that seats 70,000 or whatever. They get roughly 40 to 50,000. I don't know exactly what a football game is worth at Pitt. Pricing, parking, all that stuff. If I had to guess, I'd say $3 million. Okay, now we're doing the math here, all right? Anytime Penn State leaves Beaver Stadium, they've got to find a way to make as much money as they possibly can because every home game is worth $10 million, all right? And you got 31 sports to pay for. Pitt's got 19. All right. So when Pitt plays Penn State, Penn State plays any non-conference opponent, they've still got to find a way to maximize whatever they can. Now, again, long and short of it, Penn State plays 9 conference games. They only get 3 non-conference games, okay? They play 9 games in the Big Ten, they get 3 games outside the Big Ten. 2 of those will be cupcakes. They're guaranteed to win every year. Penn State will never again will they play in 2 of those 3 games an opponent that they think can truly beat them. That leaves 1 game to schedule. That leaves 1 game to schedule a non-conference opponent, and Penn State typically will want at least half of those games at home. Okay? So, and with regards to Pitt, if I'm Penn State and I want to go play Alabama or West Virginia or Auburn or somebody else, I can generate a lot of interest in playing those games, and we do a 1-for-1, and it's a nationally televised game and all that stuff. If you play Pitt, now you come to Pitt comes here once, we go there once, but the difference is when Pitt comes to our place, we're going to get 105,000 fans. When Penn State goes to play Pitt, they'll sell out Acrisure Stadium, and 70% of those fans will be Penn State fans. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if you add up the only thing Penn State does by playing Pitt more often is give Pitt more money. I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to. It's not that Penn State's afraid they'll lose to Pitt. They could. Pitt could beat Penn State in any given year. This year, next year, whenever. It's football. Pitt can pull off upsets. Right. Pitt could beat Penn State in any given year. This is a financial situation. Games at Penn State are worth $10 million. Games at Pitt are probably worth $3 million. Penn State's got 31 sports. Pitt's got 19. Penn State's got to pay for all those 31 sports. Penn State's got to pay for a $700 million stadium renovation. Penn State's got a whole lot more bills than Pitt does. So while Pitt is just concerned, let's play Penn State is concerned with paying the bills. You follow what I'm saying?
Paying the bills.
Yep.
Yes, I'm following what you're saying.
Yep, there you go. Is that a pretty concise answer for you?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it, pal.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
All righty, we want to thank our presenting sponsor once again, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, for all their support of our program. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. You want to stop by there for your cigar needs, pipes, tobacco blends. If you're heading out to a game or hunting trip, fishing trip, we greatly appreciate all of our support from J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. Good discussion today on our Jim Harbaugh and college football discussion. Still nothing yet on the potential Steelers trade for 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk. That is, there's been speculation and a report from earlier today by a Pittsburgh radio personality that the deal is pretty much done. But I don't see anything confirming that one way or another. So hopefully we'll have some news later tonight. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1.